Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Defense with some bodies out of the mix, Byron Puryear being amongst them, down a little bit of trouble on their heels a little bit. They'll throw middle of the field. They got the tight end. Richardson's off to the races. He's in for the touchdown. I think the Argos only had 10 men on the field. They did. They got caught completely off guard. Elijah Williams is limping over near the Argos sideline, and North Greenville answers the Argos touchdown with one of their own. Jarrett, now long way to go. Has the running back to his left. He's looking downfield, looking for his receiver. He's got a man. It's Giles. Giles makes the catch on the defender. Nope, ripped out of his arms. And it's going to be returned up the sideline for a potential touchdown into the end zone. Pick six. Or is it a fumble? I'm not quite sure if you're going to call it an interception. But all of a sudden, North Greenville can cut this game to 3 points. And they've got all the momentum. And the Argos are in trouble.
You could tell that Will Kennedy was not just frustrated, he was almost despondent. Even though at that point UWF was still up 3, 27-24, to have a touchdown and then a basically long pass play ripped out of John Giles' hands and returned for a touchdown in the space of about three plays, it was just stunning. I mean, he sounded like he wanted to walk off the set. Like, it was really, I could hear it in his voice. He was very frustrated. The good news is that that was followed up by...
Man comes in motion across the set. They'll pull it and throw it. Has a man in the middle. It's Giles. He catches it at the 30 to the 20, 10. He's going to make it to the end zone. Touchdown, John Giles. Argos come right back and answer. John Giles.
That made it 34-24. We had about 8 minutes later.
They're going to throw it. Jarrett's looking deep. He's got Giles. Giles has a touchdown. John Giles strikes again. Pee-wee Jarrett on the money.
51 yards on the first one, 44 yards on that one. We got an interception. Milholm actually got his second interception of the game. Jalen Busey got a 57-yard rushing touchdown. So they wound up walloping on North Greenville 48-24. But it was dicey in the late part of the third quarter, early part of the fourth quarter right there. So, yeah, that was definitely a time. Joining us now, we have the Director of Athletic Communications for the UWF Argos, Brian Henry. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, and it's a happy Monday morning, Andrew.
Happy Monday. Let's talk about the big news. Obviously, the win, but good Lord, John Giles, that man, as Will likes to refer to him, record-setting John Giles.
He is a man. I mean, you sit there and you're like, oh, hey, man, another great catch. Oh, he's running for 30 extra yards after the catch. I mean, we're fortunate to be seeing greatness or whatever. I mean, like I said on the broadcast, we've had some great receivers in our history, but the next one up is probably the best we've ever had. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be at a Division II school, but he is a NFL level talent. I mean, just he can catch balls high, low, across the middle, deep. I mean, he's pretty much a multi-tool receiver. I mean, 277 yards is pretty amazing.
By the way, just to pause on that, that's 277 yards for a person. That's not the total passing offense for the team or the total offense for the team. That's one dude got 277 yards, right?
Yeah, I mean, Pee Wee threw for 419.
Oof.
You would think, hey, that's a great game. That's amazing. That's who we should nominate for all of our awards. But John caught 277 yards of those.
Unbelievable.
And made 85 yards after catch. I mean, so
that's the impressive part.
Going up and getting tackled. I mean, he is working hard for extra yardage every time, too.
And by the way, that, in case I didn't say it, that is the top receiving yards in a single game ever for a UWF Argo, and fourth all-time for Gulf South Conference. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, like, that play where he got the ball ripped out of his hands, the way that that play happened, that guy was almost falling down when he started to tackle him and grab the ball. If he falls down, John's going to get another 20 or 30 yards out of it. I mean, it's just unbelievable what he could have had.
Yeah, that would have been impressive. I mean, if he could have just had the completion and not have the, right? I mean, that you're exactly right. That would have been amazing. So
yeah. The
offense is there. The defense did not have quite the same game as it has had in the past, although, you know, they did a lot of stopping. But we just, penalties. What in the world is going on with the penalties? It's insane.
Yeah, you say, hey, it's early in the season, they'll get it cleaned up, but it's not getting a whole lot better, unfortunately. And I don't know if it's other teams are just smarter than us, trying to bait us into penalties, because most of them are like unsportsmanlike conduct penalties and things that it is just a discipline thing. I can handle a holding call every now and then because sometimes the guy you're guarding does something that you're not ready for and you're kind of forced to have to hold and grab. But the unsportsmanlike, that's a mental thing. That's a discipline thing that you should be taught all week long.
And yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to get better. I mean, we can't be giving up 150 yards of penalties to Delta State and Valdosta.
Right.
I mean, they those are great teams. They're gonna make you pay for it.
No, that I completely agree. You're exactly right. I mean, you know, you're going to get called for, you know, pass interference and holding every once in a while just because you're playing at the edge of, you know, you're playing up to the limits of the rules, right? That's going to happen. No big deal. But like you said, the unsportsmanlike and the roughings and things like that, that's just, you know, that's mental errors. That's mm-hmm. breakdown of discipline. What do we got coming up? Shorter this week for homecoming, right?
Yeah, 4:00. It is homecoming. I know they're expecting a good crowd. There's the standard list of homecoming activities on campus. And so, I mean, it'll be a fun week. They've got the typical concert. They've got the homecoming court pageant, the Argo Rally concert, the cardboard boat race. I mean, it's all the fun stuff that they have at homecoming that when Dr. Benz brought football back and she was trying to increase the student life and the environment on campus. This is what everybody wanted 10, 13, 14 years ago when they made that commitment.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing
to welcome everybody back.
Plus you got soccer, you got volleyball, you got all kinds of activities you can and participate in and watch and of course support the Argos. As you say, a little bit earlier game than has been most recently, 4:00 game. And it might actually be a reasonable temperature this weekend too, so we're looking forward to that. Brian Henry is the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. As always, Brian, thank you for the time. Thanks for the sideline reporting during the game and the interviews with Coach Nobles. We always appreciate that. And go Argos, sir.
Go Argos, Andrew.
6:47 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have an import, you've got a